Hey, it's time now for our Community Connection on this Monday, and I've got a great guest here in studio today talking with University of Minnesota Morris Athletic Director Matt Johnson. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing so good. Thanks for bringing me in. I'm excited to share a bunch of the happenings going on in Cougar Athletics right now.
Oh, I cannot believe it's that time of year, but yeah, you're right. We've got all the athletics are coming back. I mean, everything from football, basketball will be starting up soon, I'm sure, and well, you're the expert on that, so we'll get into that in just a second, but why don't you tell folks what you do at the school? I know I just gave your title, but you go ahead and introduce to yourself to people that don't know.
Again, Murph, thanks for bringing me in. It's a lifelong love with Minnesota Morris. I came here as a student athlete back in 1999,
nice.
And I graduated in 03, and then I hit the lottery. I jumped on staff right away as an assistant football coach in the 04 season. So I did that through 2018 and then had an opportunity to move up into the athletic director role, and I've been doing that since. So this, I guess when you do the math of it, is my 21st year at UMM, and so I've seen a lot of changes, some good, some challenging, but all in all, it's someplace that's ultra important to me, and that's where I get an opportunity to love my job. Because I get to interact with so many students and different, you know, partners on campus like Sue, who's with me here today, you know, that it makes me happy to get up every day and go to work, which is nice to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the same way. I do what I love.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people get to say that. So it's
we're all just doing it for the paycheck anyhow, right? That's where but in seriousness, I mean, I get a salary to get to hang around with a bunch of 18 to 22 year old students and a bunch of amazing coaches and help them grow. So I'm pretty fortunate.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I think that's neat. So what are we talking about here? What athletics are coming up? I know, let's see, the first thing on my docket here, well, we have our Cougar Days of Giving, which is coming up September 9th and 10th, so tomorrow and Wednesday. So what can you tell me about that? Because I am not familiar, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and I don't even know if how many of our listeners are either, but the Cougar Days of Giving was something we started. Now, this will be year three, so 2 years ago. We went together, and because what candidly had been happening is all of our individual sports programs, we're all reaching out to local people, mom, dad, doesn't matter, businesses locally, and asking for donations, which we all have to do given what things cost now. So we really wanted to streamline that process and also make it kind of more all-encompassing. So we took a two-day process, which will be tomorrow and Wednesday, and we just said for these 2 days, so from 10 until noon on both days, we're going to go on air live, and we're going to do almost like a telethon, you know, like you see on PBS, only you're not getting some John Denver CD, right? that what you're calling in and you're using the QR code is you're calling in and supporting our Cougar student athletes. So we broke it up into 15-minute chunks where you're going to sit there, and for instance, tomorrow the first one at 10:15 is our head football coach, Marty Hoffman. So he's going to come on and just talk about, as you referenced, the fact they're back in season and there's a lot of stuff going on, with the underlying part of that saying, hey, and this is an opportunity to support Cougar football. And then after that, we'll move on to the next coach, next coach, next coach. And over the course of those 2 hours, we'll do seven different coaches.
Nice.
And then we're going to shuffle up and do it right away again on Wednesday. But the first 2 years that we've done at Murphy, and this isn't boastful as much as just reality, we've raised $35,000 plus in each of the 2 years that we've done this so far. So on paper, that's my goal again. And it takes a whole lot of support, both locally and large, to get to a number like that. But it's so impactful to our student athletes and our program. So incredible.
Well, I think that's really neat. And plus, this community, I've lived in a lot of communities, I'll be honest with you. Some that I am not a huge fan of, and I'm not going to bring them up because they're not listening anyway. But I'm very happy to be immersed now in our Morris community. And I've noticed that the people, not only are they kind when it comes to giving monetary donations, but anything like that, anything. I've seen this community rally around all kinds of fantastic causes in just the almost 10 months that I've been here. So I think that's really neat. And that's going on, you said, just for those four hours, 2 hours a day, tomorrow and Wednesday from 10. Now, how can people find this?
Yep, you can go online to the morriscougars.com. And when you go there up across the top, I believe it says alumni and giving and support, something of that nature. And there's a drop-down menu that comes up. It's also live on our UMAC Sports Network, the conference the Cougars are affiliated with, that we're actually throwing it out there. So conceivably, although to your point, they won't be. But people from other schools could go and find too. So if you search for an app, or if you search online for UMAC Sports Network, you'll see it there as well too.